he showed is that you can have two series that are very highly correlated. He showed series that had a 90%, 98% correlation. It's pretty high, 98% correlation, only goes to one. Pretty high, and yet when we looked at quarterly changes, we saw that we were outside of this 80, he used an 81-25 range, but we were out of this 81-25 range in 46% of the quarters, despite being 98% correlated. This kind of shook the dig up, or shook the FASB up, because you don't want to, you know, you're kind of predisposed to thinking, I got something that's really going to work, showing a 98% correlation, and then you find that next quarter, despite being 98% correlated, when you look at changes to changes, we don't fall within this range. That's kind of scary. Well, unfortunately, at this point, the FASB has really steered away from being explicit about what kind of methodology to use, and they've used very general language, saying, "Well, you're going to need some statistical support." Okay. But at this point, exactly what people are going to do, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of rummaging around and trying to figure out how they can articulate a statistical test that's going to ensure that they don't fail on a quarter-to-quarter basis. And a lot of resources are going to go into figuring out exactly what to do. That they don't